This is the Rick Edelman Show.
Do you live in an area near the shore or just near a body of water that may put you at a higher risk of a flood? If so, get ready for some big potential changes coming your way, the way you're paying for and the premiums you have to pay for your flood insurance. This past week, FEMA, well, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, they began to incorporate climate risk into the cost of their flood insurance for the first time, which is dramatically increasing the price for some new home buyers and existing homeowners. In terms of natural disasters in the United States, flooding tops it. It's the most common and costly type of natural disaster here in the U.S. And a 2017 report said that about 170 coastal communities will face chronic flooding over the next 20 years, which, by the way, they define as at least 26 times a year. Okay, that's a huge increase over the number considered at risk today. More than 5 million people currently have the government-backed flood insurance. And in 2020, the National Flood Insurance Program, that's also called the NFIP, which is run by FEMA, well, they're reported to be about $20 billion in debt due to customers' massive insurance claims. More people now are living in flood risk areas than ever before. Over the last 60 or so years, about 50 million people have moved to one of our shores. And a new assessment from FEMA, which is what they're calling the Risk Rating 2.0, is intended to rectify this mismatch between the claims and their ability to pay the claims by charging a premium that more accurately reflects the threat that this flooding is due to changing climate. Now, since this program's creation about 50 years ago, Risk Rating 2.0 is the most significant change in how the program is going to price flood insurance. And starting next April, most current policy owners are going to see their premiums go up. Well, of course, unless there's legislation that is passed to change it. And if those premiums go up, they're also expected to continue to rise by about 18% per year for the next 20 years. Now, most homeowners are going to see an increase of only about $120 or so dollars per year in addition to what they already pay. But about 3,200 homeowners of high-priced homes, that's in states like Florida, Texas, New Jersey, or New York, well, their premiums might be an additional $14,000 per year on top of what they're already paying. Now, thus far, we've been talking about people close to the shore, like beach houses or, you know, homes on the coast. But middle America is also at risk because of these premium increases. Some states like Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, well, they have a higher than average experience of flooding from creeks, streams, and rivers. So homeowners there are also going to see price increases. And some homeowners will be newly subject to these flood insurance requirements. About 6 million homes in states like Utah, Idaho, Vermont, and Tennessee, well, they didn't require this flood insurance before because they were thought to be safe from flooding, but are now actually considered to be at risk because of climate change. According to First Street Foundation, which developed this new flood risk rating that FEMA is using, they expect another 2 million homes are going to fall into that risk group within the next 30 years as the climate continues to change. Now, Congress has increased flood insurance rates before, back in 2012, but it almost immediately reversed those increases after many communities protested. Now, the rate increases for those who already have this flood insurance will take place after April of 2022, but for new home buyers, new policy buyers, if they're purchasing it through this federal program, the NFIP, well, they're already receiving that new pricing structure for their premiums. And by the way, that is the largest offering in the marketplace by far. They provide about 90% of all flood insurance policies in the U.S. Speaking of change, by the way, by the year 2035, nearly half of today's occupations and some industry could be gone because of rapid changes coming our way thanks to disruptive technologies. Join Rick Edelman for a brand new virtual event, The Truth About Your Future, on Tuesday, October 19th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern. Rick created this presentation to help you understand the coming changes that could reshape everything from tax law to how you live or how you work, how you're preparing for your own retirement. Rick will discuss the changes involved in the latest technologies like AI, like 3D printing or the blockchain, neuroscience. So join Rick on Tuesday, October 19th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern Standard. You can sign up at EdelmanFinancialEngines.com.
These callers are pre-recorded and pre-screened. Neither Edelman Financial Engines, a division of Financial Engines Advisors, LLC, nor its affiliates offer tax or legal advice. Interested parties are strongly encouraged to seek advice from qualified tax and or legal experts regarding the best options for your particular circumstances. Investing strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. All investments have inherent risks, including loss of principal. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. Past performance does not guarantee future results. An index is a portfolio of specific securities. Common examples are the S&P, DJIA, NASDAQ, the performance of which is often used as a benchmark in judging the relative performance of certain asset classes. Indexes are unmanaged portfolios, and investors cannot invest directly in an index. Past performance does not guarantee future results.